Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are here to talk about Gold Street Music and play a little music. Welcome Mike Truax and Debbie Johnson. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Would you both please introduce yourselves for our listeners who may not know who you are? Debbie, start with you.
Okay, I'm Debbie Johnson, and I've lived in Juneau since 99 and belong to the Friday Night Music group that started Gold Street Music many years ago. Music is just a big part of my life. I love going to the different groups and hearing people come on Gold Street and the music that they make.
And Mike?
Mike Truax. I've played, I've been here since 75 in Juneau, and I've played all the Gold Street musics there they've been. And I play at the Alaska Folk Festival. My first appearance with them was the fourth annual, and I've played in everyone since. So,
and you you brought your guitar. Does your guitar have a name? Does it need an introduction?
No, I call this my mini Mart. My dad, that's a 1952 Martin, single lot 18, very small body, because my dad bought it for my brother, who was only like 8 years old at the time. Mm. So that's why it's so small, and it's gotten handed down. I had to move back home when I ran out of money in my late teens, and I picked it up and started playing then.
It looks well-loved.
It's used. It's been around.
What is Gold Street Music, for those who don't know?
Well, Gold Street Music is it's done in a church with a small small audience. It's all donations. We don't take any money for anything other than to pay off the church. And then we provide goodies. We can ask for a $5 donation, but it's strictly a donation. First weekend of every month from, let's see, we start in October, and then we go through March. And so it's the first weekend of every month. And if you bring one of the cookies and goodies and stuff, then we will don't have to bother with the donation. This is our first year of doing this totally. Elva is the one who started this and has been the foundation of this whole thing. She decided this year to quit. And so Libby and Debbie and I and Terry Toon are trying to fill her shoes, and it's not easy. So.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not. Anything to add, Debbie, about the Gold Street Music concert series?
Well, I just say that it's really a wonderful place to come and hear people who maybe don't perform in other venues in Juneau, and also people who do perform here and elsewhere, like the Zahasky family that go on tour even.
Right.
It's just really a wonderful thing once a month to come and hear whatever is on the program for that time.
And the next concert's January 4th. We're going to talk about that in a bit. But, Mike, you look like you're just itching to play a tune. So, and I would really love to hear that guitar. And Debbie will be singing on this as well.
Yeah.
So,
this is a song that Riley Woodford wrote, and we've sung it any number of times. It's one of our very favorite songs.
Take it away.
Hey, I was thinking about you. The telephone rang, I picked it up, and you said my name, and from 2,000 miles away, you came home to me. You've had sunny days with highs in the 90s, I got the sound of the rain behind me, and the radio playing a love song, simple and sweet.
Just been gone a couple of weeks, but you're back to the rhythms of your childhood speeches. Like your mouth against my ear is like we're together,
but you're not here.
I wanna wheel you through the wires that stretch 4 miles between us.
I wanna wade through the heat of those Texas plains, back up here to that afternoon rain, and run my fingers through your hair. But then you say, that your sister cut your hair, shortest ever. You spend all weekend down at the river, and you really don't mind that hot, hot weather like you did.
Just been gone a couple of weeks, but you're back to the rhythms of your childhood speeches. Like your mouth against my ear is, like we're together.
But you're not here. I want to will you through the wires.
I want to will you through the wires. That stretch for miles, I want to will you through the wires. That stretch for miles, I want to will you through the wires. That stretch for miles, I want to will you through the wires between us.
I remember what you said when you first moved. You said if you never went back, it'd be too soon. But now you're back there and cooked all around with all your old friends. You drove your daddy's truck just like it was stolen halfway up to Oklahoma. Now you're back in Kerrville with your best friends, and you ain't coming back. Somewhere in the wires, something breaks. I'm just a guy in a room with a phone to his face, and you say my name from far away. There's this kind of silence that the telephone makes.
I didn't know I was going to need a box of tissues for this interview. That's a really touching song, especially on Christmas Eve when a lot of us are missing our family.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. That was just beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Is that a good example of the type of music that you hear at the Gold Street Music Series?
It's a good example. The thing about Gold Street is there's a lot of this is an incredible town with as small as it is and the number of musicians and the number of people who play music. There's a whole lot of people out there like me that don't – you really can't play in a bar. I mean, you just can't. You don't want to. And
nobody listens.
Well, nobody listens. And, you know, maybe not up to that quality. But but Gold Street is a place for people with a guy with just one guitar and – you can have an audience. It's kind of in the same vein as the folk festival, a more sober atmosphere. So you can play and have people listen. And so there's not too many venues for people like me and Debbie to get out and sing. So it's Gold Street is one of those.
Well, the way the series runs, it's a good warm-up to Folk Fest, too, since your last concert is in March.
Yeah.
So the next concert's coming up Sunday, January 4th, next year. Mm-hmm. 7:30 p.m. at the Resurrection Lutheran Church. That's the one in the flats, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, 10th and Glacier. Who's on the lineup?
The Distractions, Jim Hale and Kristen Price.
Kristen,
I don't know them. Debbie, do you know them?
No.
I know those guys.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
Jim's a writer, apparently.
Hey, I'll ask the questions.
Kristen's, yeah. And then the next group is?
It's a ukulele group, and I've played with these fellows and women and little kids, actually. It's all the way from kids that are about early elementary school up through seniors, and they play once a week on Sundays. And the four fellows that are going to be playing are stalwarts of the group. They're calling themselves Juno Kanakapaki. Kapila, and it has something to do with a jolly, fun time getting together and jamming with musical instruments, is what that word means in Hawaiian. And the four fellas are Arthur Freitas, John Lager, Reed Tippetts, and Kale Wary. And I heard them play just 2 weeks ago, and it's just fun, happy, uplifting type music for dark days of January and depths of winter. I think people really like hearing them.
And then Lewis Chapman, who we really don't know anything about. He's a friend of
Lewis. I know him as well. He's been on Juno Afternoon before. Played some live music.
And we just was listening to him, and he sounds really good. And then last is the Alaska String Band, which most people, or I guess hopefully a lot of people will recognize as being the Zahaskies.
Good thing you mentioned that.
Yeah. Well, I got a song here. I don't know. We ran out of time.
No. Just wanted to recap the details of the concert, and then you can play us out, Mike. It's again Saturday, January 4th, 7:30 p.m., Resurrection Lutheran Church, free entry with a batch of goodies to share or by donation at the door. And more information on the Facebook page. That seemed to be the best place online to get all the details. So thank you both for being here. And thank you both for stepping in and taking over Gold Street Music.
Thanks, Shelley.
Play us out, please.
Okay, this is a song written by Michael Peter Smith, about 95% of it. But I put Paul Zahasky's name in it. My friend Paul Zahasky sure got the rhythm, don't he? When I gotta follow Paul, I get the feeling like I'm gonna fall. 'Cause hell, he looks like he's 33. My friend Paul Zahasky, well, he sure got the rhythm. Yeah, he sure got the rhythm, That Paul Zahasky sure got the rhythm, don't he? Got a Christmas card from my sister Kate, wondering if Paul's coming to her state. Email from my brother Lee, hey, could you get me one of Paul's CDs? I love you, Michael, says my ma. Love you more if you were more like Paul. Oh, he sure got the rhythm. Yeah, he sure got the rhythm, That Paul Zahasky sure got the rhythm, don't he? One day too soon for me, I'll have a gig in the obituaries, looking young and debonair. Maybe a shot where I still have my hair. Folks gathering around the cemetery, they're whispering he knew Paul Zahasky. Oh, he sure got the rhythm. Yeah, he sure got the rhythm, That Paul Zahasky sure got the rhythm, don't he? He sure got the rhythm. Yeah, he sure got the rhythm, That Paul Zahasky sure got the rhythm, don't he?
Thank you so much.
Thank
Mike Truax, Debbie Johnson, thanks so much for being here today. Have a great concert
Thank you.
In January.
Thanks.
See you next year.